You know that story of Peter Pan,
Yeah.
right? The boy who never grows up, flying around Neverland, always messing with Captain Hook. But
Yeah.
what if I told you there's a version of the story
Hey.
where Captain Hook's actually the hero?
Interesting.
So in this deep dive, we're going to take a look at The
Yeah.
Boy Who Stole Time.
Right.
And it's a book that kind of flips the whole Peter Pan story that we all know on its head.
Yeah, that's
Yeah.
it's a really interesting premise. Like, what if Neverland, this like paradise, is actually like more like a prison?
Oh.
And what if Peter Pan, the, like eternal child who we thought was so charming, is like a controlling figure who uses his magic to stop
Right.
the Lost Boys from experiencing anything outside of childhood?
Okay, so Peter Pan's the bad guy.
Yeah.
That's definitely not the Disney movie I remember,
Right.
but I have to admit, I kind of like the idea that Neverland's more of a gilded cage
Right.
than a carefree paradise. Tell me more about Peter Pan in this book. Like,
Sick.
what makes him tick?
Well, it all comes down to his obsession with staying young.
Oh, okay.
Like in the original stories, that's shown as like
Hmm.
whimsical, this desire for like endless fun and adventure.
Right.
But in The Boy Who Stole Time, it's like way deeper.
Okay.
So Peter isn't just afraid of growing up.
Okay.
He's like terrified of it. He sees aging as this almost like a disease that weakens him,
Oh, wow.
and it threatens his control over Neverland.
So it's not just about avoiding responsibility then.
Right.
There's something darker there.
Exactly. Like
Yeah.
there's this sense that his power is tied to his youth, and that as he gets older, he'd somehow become diminished.
Oh, okay.
The book hints that maybe this fear is rooted in like some deeper existential dread,
Wow.
maybe even like a fear of death itself.
Oh, yeah.
It's like he's clinging to his childhood as a way to like avoid the inevitable.
Yeah, that really adds another layer to Peter Pan. It makes you wonder what he might be capable of
Yeah.
to hold on to that youthful look.
And that actually brings us to Captain Hook.
Okay.
So Hook wasn't always a peg-legged pirate captain.
Right.
He was originally a lost boy named James,
Okay, like all the others.
just like all the others.
Yeah.
But then things changed.
What happened?
He started to age.
Oh, wow.
And all the other lost boys were, like frozen in time because of Peter's magic. But James started to, just experience the normal progression of life.
So how'd Peter feel about that?
Oh, Peter was terrified.
Really?
Yeah, Peter saw this as a betrayal, a
Oh.
direct challenge to like his authority.
Wow.
Anyone who wanted to grow up, he thought, was like a traitor to Neverland and a threat to his whole world.
So James, or Hook, he had to make a decision then.
He did. So, faced with Peter's paranoia and anger, he decided to run away.
Really?
Yeah. He left Neverland, the only home he knew.
Oh.
Left his friends just to escape Peter's wrath.
And then that's how he became Captain Hook.
That's exactly how he became Captain Hook.
Oh, okay.
But The Boy Who Stole Time paints a much more sympathetic picture of Hook.
Okay.
He's not just this, one-dimensional bad guy looking for revenge.
Right.
He's haunted by the guilt of leaving his friends,
Yeah.
and he feels responsible to free them from Peter's, like, hold on them.
Yeah, and that's where it gets interesting. We have this image of the ticking crocodile
Right.
just chasing Hook, you know. But in this version, the crocodile takes on a whole new meaning.
It really does.
Yeah.
So the crocodile, which usually is just this like physical threat to Hook,
Yeah.
actually becomes a symbol in The Boy Who Stole Time.
Oh,
It
wow.
represents the constant march of time, the very thing that Peter is trying to deny.
So it's not about Hook being afraid of being eaten.
Right.
It's about Peter's fear of time catching up to him.
Exactly. And it's also connected to something we all deal with, mortality.
Yeah.
Whether we admit it or not,
Yeah.
we all have that like ticking clock
Yeah.
in the back of our minds.
Right. So if Hook is like this acceptance of time and aging,
Yeah.
then Peter's like the denial of it.
Exactly.
And this whole thing is playing out
Right.
in the lives of these lost boys who are caught in the middle. What happens to them?
Yeah.
Are
So
they happy just being children forever?
that's the real tragedy of it. The Lost Boys are the victims in this story.
Okay.
And they're trapped in this perpetual childhood.
Yeah.
And the longer they stay in Neverland, the more their memories of their past lives fade.
Really?
Yeah, there's like this one scene in the book
Okay.
where one of the Lost Boys can't even remember his mother's face.
Oh, wow.
It's really
So
heartbreaking.
not all of them are like content with this never-ending childhood.
No, definitely not.
Okay.
The boy who stole time looks at how all the different Lost Boys cope with this.
Right.
Some have been completely, like, brainwashed by Peter, and they believe that growing up is, like, a fate worse than death.
Yeah.
That the adult world is this scary, awful place.
Right. Okay. But what about the others?
Yeah. So the others are starting to see through Peter, you know?
Okay.
They want something more than this, like fake paradise.
Mm-hmm.
But they're really afraid of the outside world.
Right.
They're afraid of defying Peter.
I can imagine.
So they're stuck between, like, this desire for freedom.
Right.
And a fear of the unknown.
So what do they do?
Right. So they have a choice.
Yeah.
Do they stay in Neverland and risk, you know, disappearing?
Mm-hmm.
Or do they escape?
Right.
And face a world that they don't even remember?
So that's where Hook comes in.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
He comes in to show them that growing up is not something to be scared of.
Oh, okay.
That experiencing life, even with all the bad stuff, is what makes us human.
But how is he going to do that?
Right.
Peter Pan has magic on his side.
Yeah.
How's Hook going to get past that?
Well, that's what makes this story so interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Hook's not just about, you know, brute force.
Okay.
He's not trying to, like, beat up Peter Pan.
Right.
He wants to show the truth. He wants to show the Lost Boys that there's more to life than Neverland.
Yeah.
He's trying to win their hearts, not overpower them.
So it's like a battle for their souls, almost?
Exactly. It makes you think, if Peter's so powerful, how does Hook even stand a chance?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Well, he definitely has a lot of determination.
Okay.
And he really knows Peter's weaknesses.
Right.
He knows that Peter's control over Neverland is all about him believing he's powerful.
Okay.
If the Lost Boys start to, like, question Peter's authority, his magic will get weaker.
Okay, so we got this ticking clock, literally, with the crocodile.
Right.
This battle between Peter and Hook.
Mm-hmm.
Lost Boys are stuck in the middle.
Yeah.
But there's one more character we haven't talked about.
Right.
Tinkerbell.
Yes.
Where does she fit into all this?
Ugh. Tinkerbell. She's actually a really fascinating character in this story. In the original, she's, you know, completely devoted to Peter.
Yeah, like blindly following him around, getting him out of trouble.
Yeah. But in The Boy Who Stole Time, it's not that simple.
What do you mean?
She's beginning to feel like something's not right in Neverland.
Oh.
She sees Peter getting darker. His magic seems to be fading.
Okay, so she's not just taking orders anymore.
Exactly.
She's having doubts.
Yeah, she's torn. On one hand, she loves Neverland and she cares for Peter.
Right.
But she's also seeing the truth in what Hook is saying.
Okay.
Which makes her a real wild card.
So we got a complex Tinkerbell,
power-hungry
Peter Pan.
Yeah.
A really determined Captain Hook.
Right.
They're all fighting over the Lost Boys. This is going to be a good story.
It really is.
But before we jump into what happens next, I think we should take a quick break.
Okay.
Catch your breath.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
It's really fascinating how this book, The Boy Who Stole Time, you know, uses Peter Pan to, like, explore our own fear of growing up.
Right. Yeah. It's like that feeling of just wanting to hold on to youth.
Yeah.
That, like, dread of facing adult responsibility.
Right.
I think everyone feels that to some extent.
I think it's universal.
Yeah. But Peter, I mean, he takes it to a whole other level.
Oh, he does. Yeah. He's not just avoiding it.
Yeah.
He's, like, preventing other people from going through it.
Right.
It gets kind of ethically murky.
It really does.
Like, it makes you wonder what would happen if Hook actually, you know, succeeded in restoring time to Neverland.
Yeah. Like, would it just become a normal island? Poof, all the magic's gone.
Right. That's a really good question.
Yeah.
And the book doesn't really answer that.
Yeah.
It kind of leaves it up to us.
Okay.
But it does hint that restoring time would, like, have a huge impact on Neverland.
Right. Yeah. So all those, like, fantastical creatures, the mermaids and fairies and all that.
Yeah. It could all just disappear.
Wow. Okay. So it's not just good versus evil then.
Right. There are definitely some big consequences.
Yeah. Okay. So
Hook's mission is full of these moral dilemmas. It's like, to free the Lost Boys, he might have to destroy the only world they know.
Right.
Even if it's not good for them.
Yeah. And what about Peter himself? If his power goes away, does he just, like, age really fast and poof?
Yeah. The book doesn't actually say what happens.
Okay.
But it does give us some clues.
Yeah.
It suggests that, you know, his power is linked to his control over time.
Right.
If he loses that control, he might just become normal.
Oh, wow.
Like, subject to aging just like everyone else.
So he could end up facing adulthood, the thing he's been running from this whole time.
Right, exactly. It's like,
kind of ironic.
It's almost like Hook's giving him a chance to redeem himself.
Yeah.
Even if Peter doesn't see it that way.
Right. And speaking of redemption, we haven't really talked about Hook's journey in all of this.
That's right. The Boy Who Stole Time, does a really good job showing us his internal struggle.
Right.
He's not just, you know, trying to save the Lost Boys.
Yeah.
He wants to redeem himself.
For leaving in the first place.
Exactly.
You can tell from the book that leaving Neverland really messed him up.
Yeah, he carries a lot of guilt about it.
Right.
He feels like he was a coward.
Yeah.
And he sees this as his chance to make things right.
To show them there's another way,
mm-hmm.
a way to embrace growing up.
Exactly. It's not just a rescue mission.
Yeah.
He's showing them a new path.
Yeah.
Showing them that the world isn't this scary place Peter's made it out to be.
Right. So they have a choice, eternal youth.
Yeah.
Or a life in the real world.
That's exactly the question the book asks.
Yeah.
Eternal youth or like this messy, unpredictable life. What would you choose?
That's a hard one.
There's no easy answer.
It makes you really face your own fears.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about getting older, about time passing? It makes you think about that.
And it makes you think about like what it means to be a hero.
Right.
Is it about never growing up or is it about being brave enough to face the world?
Yeah, it's a good question.
It's not just about the Lost Boys either.
Definitely not.
It's like this whole like idea.
Yeah, like if we think bigger, the boy who stole time is about more than Peter Pan and Captain Hook.
Okay.
It's about like what it means to be human.
Right.
How we deal with, you know, our own mortality.
Yeah.
Our desire for freedom.
Right.
And the choices we make that, you know, make us who we are.
It's kind of deep for a story about a boy who can fly.
Right. But that's what makes it so good.
It takes the story we all know and just flips it.
Right. It makes you rethink what you thought you knew about heroes and villains and like what it even means to grow up.
And it does it in a way that's like fun to read.
Exactly. It's both thought-provoking and entertaining.
Yeah.
It's really well done. But I think there's another layer we haven't talked about yet.
Really?
The role of imagination.
Oh, yeah. Neverland is all about imagination.
Right. That's why we love it.
Yeah.
It's so magical. But is there a downside to that?
To, like, escaping reality.
That's a great question. And I think the boy who stole time says maybe there is.
Yeah.
Imagination is important for creativity and joy. Yeah.
Mm.
But it can also be a way to, like, avoid reality.
Right.
To not deal with the hard stuff in the real world.
So Peter not letting anyone grow up.
Yeah.
Is that his way of holding on to imagination?
I think so. And so Hook's mission then is more than just rescuing them.
Okay.
He's reminding them and us that there's good stuff in the real world too.
Yeah.
In growing up and facing your fears.
Okay, so we got this big showdown coming.
We do.
Hook wants to bring time back. Peter's trying to hold on to power.
Right.
Lost Boys in the middle. Tinkerbell doesn't know what to do.
It's going
to
be good.
Yeah. But before we talk about what happens next,
okay.
I want to shift gears a bit.
Right.
We talked a lot about like the characters and themes and all that, but I want to know what you thought.
Oh, okay.
What parts of The Boy Who Stole Time really got to you?
You know, one thing that really hit me about this book is how it changes how we think about time.
Yeah.
It's not just this like line moving forward towards getting older and, you know, death.
Yeah.
It's also like a chance for things to happen.
Yeah.
To grow, to change.
Yeah, I like that.
We usually think about time as the enemy, right?
Yeah.
Something to fight against.
Yeah.
But The Boy Who Stole Time makes you wonder,
yeah,
what if we just accepted it?
Mm-hmm.
What if we saw aging not as like a bad thing,
right,
but as a journey?
Oh, that's cool.
To discover things and grow.
The Boy Who Stole Time makes you really question all that stuff we believe about getting older.
Right. It challenges us to see the beauty in it, you know?
Yeah.
The wisdom that comes with time.
Yeah. What if the bad guy isn't time?
Mm-hmm.
What if it's our fear of time?
That's a great point.
Right.
It's that fear that stops us from doing stuff, you know? From going after what we want, from really living.
Right. We're so busy trying to stay young that we forget to actually, like, live.
Exactly. It's like Peter Pan.
Yeah.
He's like a warning.
Right.
He wants to be young forever, so he misses out on everything.
Right.
All the good stuff about growing up.
Yeah.
He can't connect with people, can't feel real emotions.
Right. It's sad.
It is. He's a prisoner of his own fear.
Yeah.
He could have so many adventures.
Right.
But he's too afraid to let go of being a kid.
So, like, what does this all mean for us in the real world?
I think it's asking us to look at time differently.
Hmm.
Not as something scary.
Okay.
But as something important, you know.
Right.
That helps us grow.
Yeah.
It's saying that getting older isn't losing.
Mm-hmm.
It's changing. It's becoming.
Right. Becoming who you're supposed to be.
Exactly.
I like that. Yeah.
And maybe the most important thing, it makes us ask, what are we afraid of losing as we get older?
Yeah.
And what could we gain?
Wow, that's a lot to think about.
Yeah, this whole deep dive into the boy who stole time has really
Yeah,
made me think.
me too.
It's amazing how a story we all know
Yeah,
can be changed like this
right.
and show us so much about
It
ourselves.
really is. It just goes to show there's always something new to discover, a new way to see things. That's why I love doing these deep dives. You
So
go
you,
deeper, find new meanings, even in stories we think we know.
And maybe, this will make you want to look at your own favorite stories in a new way.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
You might be surprised what you find.
I might. Yeah. So until next time,
Yeah.
keep exploring, keep asking questions,
Right.
and keep diving deep.